Good morning. It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Monday, October 8th, 2018. We have about a dozen vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule. In our marine weather forecast, we've got some activity out there on the water. Small craft advisory for rough conditions on the Columbia River bar in effect through early this morning, and then again, kicking in again this afternoon through this evening. So we're into that fall weather pattern where we're going to get small craft advisory. Winds 20 to 34 knots, approximately, and if it is a small craft advisory for hazardous seas, which they often go hand in hand, you're going to see seas 10 feet or higher. And we already had 9-foot swells out there on seaside this morning on the ocean. So the weather is starting to become that fall winter weather pattern. We're sort of starting to see the edges of it coming into our area. And overall, in our marine weather forecast, northwest winds 5 to 10 knots, gusting to 15 knots. Wind waves from the north 1 foot at 4 seconds apart. West swell 7 feet at 12 seconds. Areas of fog and occasional rain or drizzle in the forecast on land and at sea. And today we're going to be talking about kind of an interesting hometown cruise ship, I like to call it, kind of a hometown vessel, a local cruise ship that's coming from Portland to Astoria today, and she'll be at the Columbia River Maritime Museum this afternoon. So we'll talk about that in just a minute. But first, a look at our commercial ship traffic today. We have one inbounder, we have 5 in the Astoria anchorage, and we have 6 outbounders heading downriver and out to sea. Our first and only arrival in the river so far today is a car carrier carrier called the Nippon Highway. She's arriving from Japan, headed for the port of Portland. Brand new Honda's on board there. She'll pass Astoria around 7:30 p.m., and that would mean maybe about 6 hours later you'll see her running lights at the port of Portland. So maybe about 1:30 a.m. on Tuesday morning, she'll arrive at the port of Portland. And so that's an example of how, and there will be people working at the Port of Portland waiting to receive that ship. So in the maritime industry, people work around the clock for different reasons to either operate vessels or to receive vessels on land or to help them leave the dock. There's a lot of 24-hour work involved in the maritime industry. In the Astoria anchorage, the Ocean Sukses is headed for Portland from the Astoria anchorage to pick up wheat. She'll be leaving around 8:30 p.m. You might see her in Portland by about 2:30 a.m. on Tuesday, or her running lights at least. Our other vessels are awaiting orders in the anchorage. The Yarrawonga, isn't that a great name? She's a bulk carrier out there. I thought, what an interesting name. I'll look that up. And it turns out that it is a name of a town in Australia. Our other ships awaiting orders are the Zheng Heng, the Olympus, and the Loch Melfort. So a great opportunity to take a look at ships in the anchorage with binoculars. If you want to get a close-up look at a ship that's not moving, there's a lot of interesting things on deck on these ships, and it makes for great ship watching to be able to see them in an anchorage, as we often do here off Astoria. In our outbounders, the Golden Keen is leaving Portland. She's got wheat on board, leaving around 12:30 p.m., probably passing Astoria outbound around 6:30 p.m. The Auriga Leader is leaving Vancouver. She's a car carrier with brand new Subarus on board, leaving about 3 p.m., so passing Astoria outbound around 9 p.m. The Genco Columbia is leaving Portland. She's got potash on board, leaving from the port of Portland around 5 p.m., and passing Astoria outbound around 11 p.m. The Anglo Red is leaving Longview with wheat on board around 5 p.m., so maybe around 8:30 p.m. she'll pass Astoria outbound. The Star Java is leaving Portland with soda ash on board around 5 p.m., and passing Astoria outbound maybe around 11 p.m. And the Greca Universalis, she's a ship that's been in the Astoria anchorage a bit lately. She's now leaving the port of Vancouver with wheat on board, leaving around 6:30 p.m. And that would put her past Astoria outbound around 12:30 a.m. on Tuesday. Well, kind of an interesting ship on the river today. We've been getting cruise ships coming in from the ocean, big ones at the port of Astoria that kind of tower over the land there. They come in with pilots on board. They're generally foreign flag vessels, and they are the big cruise ships that serve the Puget Sound area and the Mexico trade in the summer and the winter. But in the off-season, in the fall, they do what they're called repositioning cruises, and they come down the coast in the fall and up the coast in the summer to give people an opportunity to, well, it's just a way to get more revenue for the cruise industry, of course. But for people, it's a way to get kind of a nice trip up and down the West Coast. And people have been coming to Astoria to visit. But there is also a whole nother sort of cadre of cruise ships that are smaller, that operate on the river. And some of those come in from outside as well. You'll see the Lindblad National Geographic ships. You'll see the uncruise ships from Seattle that will come down here and do cruises. But there also are some ships that are based right here. And one of them is coming downriver today from Portland. And I got an email about it, so I wanted to share that with you. So sometime this afternoon, maybe around 4 p.m., you'll see a vessel that looks a little bit like a ferry, maybe, coming into the 17th Street dock at the Maritime Museum. That is the Portland Spirit. And she is based in Portland. She belongs to a company that does cruises on the Willamette River and upriver from Portland on the Columbia. And so she's today coming downriver with a few hundred passengers on board. She does this cruise twice a year in spring and autumn. And I think you pay about $110 for the day, and you go on board and you get your meals, and you get to see the river from a totally different perspective. And I would, if you ever get a chance to go out on the river in a boat, it is quite extraordinary, even off Astoria, because everything looks very, very different from the water. You know, as you go upriver, I've been fortunate to go all the way up to Portland on a Coast Guard vessel during the Rose Festival. And it's extraordinary how you really don't recognize where you are when you're out on the river. The landmarks are different. The things that we look at from land are just, in general, different. There are some big landmarks, of course, like you can recognize Puget Island. You can recognize the Lewis and Clark Bridge in Longview. And certainly when you get into Portland, you start to recognize some of those bridges. But otherwise, it's a totally different place. You get to go by, from my perspective, you get to go by the cargo ports that I talk about on the river. You get to go by the port of Longview from the water and go under that bridge, which is very, very interesting. And go by Kalama, the places where a lot of wheat goes, and even places along the Willamette River where ships go. So the Portland Spirit is a vessel that sometimes does tours on the Willamette River, takes people on dinner cruises and lunch cruises. But today she is coming, traveling downriver to Astoria, doing a tour of the river. Now, she's going to be here overnight. Tomorrow there will be a local cruise for local dignitaries, as I understand it. And then after that day cruise is over, they're going to return to Astoria. And the crew, with no passengers, will take the boat back to Portland. Now, a little bit about the Portland Spirit. She's 150 feet long and about 33 feet wide. She's longer than the Lady Washington tall ship, which is 112 feet wide. And she's about 60 feet shorter than the U.S. Coast Guard cutter Alert and Steadfast, those cutters that we regularly see docked at the museum dock at 17th Street. So I would just say that if you ever get a chance to do something like this, go out on a friend's boat, just to get out on the water and even look at Astoria from the water. It is such a delightful thing. It'll really change your perspective. And when you think about the fact that the Columbia River for many, many years was the river highway before we had the roads that we have now, and we don't really have that many roads even now here, it was the way that people got around was on the river. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.